You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm a big boy.
It's my boy, Mr. Burns.
We're so proud of you, Chris. We're so proud of you. Going to do a big boy show today now.
Well, actually, what you guys don't know, Matt got me one of those Fisher-Price radio board monitor things in front of me, and I press buttons, and it makes sounds. And
it got me through several decades of life. It's your turn now.
Anyway, well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me do one.
Speaking of.
this, Mr. Burns one more time.
Yeah.
I am a big boy.
There it is.
Well played.
Here we go. Schweikert, Chris Faddis, Wake Up Tucson. Tomorrow, Westward Look Resort is bringing a plethora of chefs and support staff for Food Friday. Mark Van Buren is doing the top 10 big boy films of... no, I'm just... All right, we got... this is from Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch. He's been on the show many times in the past. Packs of fighting-age males in military uniforms entering U.S. through remote... Oh, that's right. Arizona town. We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Fine. We'll get Tom on. Tomorrow's busy. I'll probably get him on probably Monday after Joanne. We'll do that. What else do we got here? I still got to do the Republican platform. Ben Shapiro, Eric Swalwell. We're going to play that. It's only about a few minutes. It's really good. He was there to talk about the collusion to censor media Shapiro. Mm-hmm. And Swalwell just wanted to get into, what do you think of this?
Project,
blank,
it was Project either the 25. Platform or Project 25.
Project 2025. Yeah. And
actually, didn't go well for Swalwell.
No. I can't believe the Ben only missed mentioning Fang Fang, right?
Right. He didn't even go there.
Swalwell, MTG. Remember, who was on on back of camels in Qatar in their bathing suits. Hopefully it was their wives. And doing some sort of junket in a place that, you know, basically violates human rights. You know, I'm sure. Just talk about how they built those soccer stadiums. It was like slaves building the pyramids, for God's sakes. But they're okay with that. We got police make a massive bust of a Lego theft ring in Oregon. We got that going for us.
I missed that one. You stepped on it, though. And we're all going to feel it now.
You are correct. Let's see.
Because it's painful to step on a Lego.
It's the worst. Katie Hobbs jumps on the grenade for Joe Biden, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And the least surprising headline of our... Now, we have our least surprising local headlines.
Okay.
Right? We have...
I'll play along.
Summer is hot. Watch out. Right? U of A, after graduation,
restaurants are empty and or full, depending on if students are or are not at the university.
Correct.
Just
right.
To summarize.
Right. Here's the other one. This is KOLD. This is their... Looks like they're reprinting a TPD press release, but here's the headline. Man caught selling drugs in RV.
Amazing.
Woo!
Mm-mm-mm.
Give him Tim Steller's 5 Pulitzers for that one. That's what I like. What else do we got here today? City looks to make cooler bus stops with federal funding. Thank God. Let's keep blowing. Yeah, another inflation.
You mean more places for fentanyl zombies to mug people.
We're making it nicer for people to inject stuff into their abdomen. We're going to play a short video from The Daily Show where their correspondent has a 6-person focus group of black voters and who they're going to vote for in... the November presidential election. The Sacramento city attorney does something so insane that Tucson will be jelly of it. This is a jelly like you wouldn't believe. Hakeem Jeffries argues that passing a law to prevent illegal aliens from voting, quote, prevents Americans from voting. We got that going for us. The folks at the Arizona Luminaria, I love their title, their little lighting the path so you can take action. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Now, that was someone else and I were talking about this yesterday. Remember, with all the gaslighting and covering for Biden for 3 years, the Washington Post running around with Democracy Dies in the Darkness?
Correct. Yes, sir.
What if you're the paper with a fire hose of darkness just covering up everything? And then there's a line they did like a Q&A with Mike Jetty and Aubrey's superior. And there's a thing about crime in here that Conover is, you just want to know why she's absolutely wrong personally human possible to be your county attorney.
People's attorney. Sure.
We'll get to that. We're going to talk about $58,000 grant going to the Pima County Public Library, that what you should just do is roll it into a big old fatty, burn it, and smoke it. Would be better than where it's going.
Okay.
And
Willie Nelson.
Yes. Thank you very much. So we got that going for us today. So let's go visit some amazing sponsors other than Kathleen Wynn. And I heard when I was out with a libertarian, she said that Juan's a never-Trumper. But he was endorsed by Donald Trump. So is she saying that Trump's a dumb, gullible guy who endorsed a never-Trumper? Or is she lying? You guys help me out. I just want to know about that. She keeps soiling herself with those commercials. Wow. She's a good Christian woman, though. All right. Let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Our friend Bev up in Catalina, when she heard, hey, can we do a theme of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Van de Hayden? I said, of course. So I said, can you come up with 18 tunes? And she did it. So we're doing all Rodgers and Hammerstein today. So you're on Wake Up Tucson. I figure this is a good one to start with. I'm going to be quiet. Gordon's doing his thing. Bye. Thank you to Bill Number 2 for resending us the Eric Swalwell Gallego picture. So good. So good. Love it. Again, if you need the Christy Simone Voters Guide, over 300 people have accessed the guide since Sunday afternoon. So just trying to help out everyone doing their thing here. What we're saying. It's all we're doing. George Kelly, he was the rancher down in Santa Cruz, who shot a illegal immigrant, will not face trial again for a second degree murder of
Gabriel
Quinn Butemea. Let's see. The jury failed to reach a verdict in April. Prosecution said the state would not seek a retrial for the killing and motioned for the court to dismiss the case without prejudice. And so Fink's decision released on Tuesday the 9th sided with the defense. Quote, the court finds the state is not able to articulate a reasonable basis for holding this case open with a dismissal without prejudice. So there it is.
And it was dismissed ultimately it was dismissed with prejudice, which means it cannot be retried. They can't bring charges again.
Yep. So let's go to former Maricopa County. This is Loretta at the Arizona Daily Independent. Former Maricopa County elections worker has been indicted on 3 theft cases, according to Maricopa County Attorney General Rachel Mitchell. 27-year-old Democrat Party operative Walter Ringfeld Jr. has been charged with 3 felonies and 1 misdemeanor, computer tampering, theft, burglary, and criminal trespassing. Ringfeld also was arrested in June, filed a statement of interest to run for U.S. Senate in the Democrat primary. The indictment stems from three separate submittals from the attorney's office, received from the sheriff's office, the Department of Public Safety, and the Phoenix Police Department. Wow, he's got the trifecta, this guy. He was captured on surveillance. I didn't realize this too. Wow, this guy is something else. He was captured on surveillance removing just under $10,000 worth of vintage jewelry from the mannequins at the Phoenix Art Museum. Why would the Phoenix Art Museum have 10 grand worth of jewelry just on a mannequin you can walk up and take away? Then he was on surveillance walking through the Arizona State Legislature and removing seven challenge coins and three drink coasters. This guy's something else. He's like Dennis the Menace.
Sure.
Then while employed at the Maricopa County Elections Department, he took a security fob from the Maricopa County Tabulation and Elections Center. He was employed by the Maricopa County Elections Department, which falls under the control of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors.
Yep.
His stunning theft was captured on surveillance camera. I know this is Loretta, where she says members of the Board of Supes did little to reassure the public that elections are secure.
Yeah, and when he was working at the Elections Department in the Tabulation Center, where they process our most sacred right as citizens.
Correct.
He passed a background screening, even though he was being under diversion program for another crime. Like, he was in the system already, in the criminal justice system.
So a diversion program?
I believe it was a diversion. Anyway, he was in the criminal justice system.
That different? That's Laura Conover's case. Diversion was from the state bar. That's right.
Right. Sort of like that.
I'm so juvenile. I apologize.
But he was in the criminal justice system, and they just didn't. We didn't catch it. We did a background screening. We swear we did. We just didn't happen to notice this huge red flag, right? Criminals are the victims, as who was it? Kevin Dahl told us. So
that's
yeah. I don't know, but anyway, so much for the background checks of state workers or county workers.
So a great name, a reporter named Cameron Arcand. Arcand.
Okay.
Love this. He's like, I think he's a wizard.
Okay. Okay.
Some sort of wizard.
I wonder if he'd do well in a spelling bee.
I bet I'm sure he would. He would.
Or is it a different kind of spell? I don't know. But
thank you. That's not bad. Now we're pushing. Now we have 11 ballot referrals from the legislature and three petition-based ballot initiatives.
Pack a lunch when you go voting this fall.
For example, a sweeping border and immigration House concurrent 2060 will be Prop 314. The legislation scrapping judicial retention elections.
What? Wait, what?
Oui.
Is this the one they put on to keep the two Arizona Supreme Court justices? Is that the one? Is that that one? Or is that a different one?
That's a different one.
Okay.
Then there's the abortion one, of course. And Stephanie Stoll Hamilton put forth an amendment and supported by Nancy Gutierrez, again from Tucson.
Yeah.
That we can't the way they put it on the proposition was unborn child, and of course they're pissed off because, remember, if you don't want to keep the baby, it's just a fetus. It's a clump of cells. So they were pissed off that the words unborn child is on there instead of fetus.
Was she the one that put the Bibles under people's butts and in freezers?
Was that Stephanie Stoll Hamilton?
Sort of think so.
It could be. Let's see, Stephanie Stoll Hamilton, Bibles. Yes, that's her.
Okay.
The one who kept on saying she's up, like she was her dad was a pastor or whatever, and you know.
That one, yeah.
Whacked those fetuses. I learned that of being such a good creation. Anyway, but I digress. So let's here we go. We have Prop 128, voter protection court determinations. 129, single subject title of initiatives. 130, constitutional property tax exemptions. 131, lieutenant governor. 132.
Oh, we're already stuck with that. Is it coming back? I thought we were going to have one.
Oh. You know what's funny?
Whatever happened to that? My bad.
You know what I did?
I'm still against it.
You know what happened was they put in the article that Arcan did, he put the old link to the legislative analyses.
Good old Arcan.
Screwed me again.
He's not much of a wizard. No incantation there, Arcan.
He sucks. God, that's horrible. I apologize, everyone, for bringing that up.
But there are competing... Lieutenant Governor. There are competing minimum wage bills.
I was just talking about that with Grant Cooper yesterday.
He spoke about it on Jump in Tucson when he did it on Tuesday. It was a good discussion.
So I was talking with Mayor Doug in Yuma, and they have a proposition to raise their city council positions, what they get paid. Because they're making... They're doing Oral Valley money. It's like $12,000 a year kind of thing.
Okay.
Right. And it is a full-time job to be a city council person. $12,000 is ridiculous. Okay. But he's like, look, my proposition, the way it works, because it's a local city proposition, it's going to be at the end of all the propositions. So he goes, you got to slug through, we're talking about slugging through president and all those other things. Then you got to do your judges, right? And then you got somewhere between 11 and 14 propositions, and then the Yuma proposition at the end.
They got to do the entire parlay to get to,
And remember Chris's I thought it was a great idea. I don't think all my ideas are great. I've got some bad ones in the past. But it was, remember we should have a proposition to control how many propositions we should have?
The coalition to ban coalitions.
Correct. I don't think there should be more than 5 or 6 propositions on any ballot. Now, I don't know if it's going to be an open meeting. I'll have to talk to Kathleen Dunbar. We're bringing back Dean Martin and Sammy Davis. Me and Darth Vander are going to do a presentation at the Saddlebrook Republicans in September. We're going to explain all the dumb, crazy, and good, and all whatever out there propositions. So I think I'm gonna have Kathleen print a scorecard of what you think about it after we're done. Windows, hold on, we'll get to you when we come back.
I feel triggered.
When I put this on the Spotify list, we're playing our friend Bev's Broadway Rodgers and Hammerstein playlist. I saw this, I knew this. Like if the badass Supermamas heard this song, they would freak out. This is from Flower Drum Song. And of course, it's I Enjoy Being a Girl.
Birthing person, please. Oh, wait a minute. No, men, never mind. I'm confused. I need a Venn diagram here. Chris, I just love Venn diagrams with the circles and the intersections.
Thank you, Joe Higgins Jr. All right, let's go to the phones. Coming off of one of his peaks, which was the dedicated shopping cart lanes as part of RTA next, we have our good friend Windows XP. Windows, what's shaking?
Good morning. That's a sad commentary. Humor's often dark.
As we like, remember, education through ridicule, my friend. That's where we're at.
Yeah, the truth is good humor, too. The truth. That literally, they do probably need that kind of lane. Chris, what's going on out here? It looks like something let off a huge decon bug fogger, and it's finally clearing off. I thought it was, is this smoke, fog? What's going on? Do you have a weather guy? It's interesting
you say that. So when I got off, when I got onto on I-10 today and I looked over to the left and the sun was just coming over the Rincons area, right? You could tell that there was this. Hey, I thought it was the planet Araxes from Dune. That's what it felt like when I was coming into the studio.
That's a weird feel. The sun looks huge and it's white, and you can stare at it directly.
Don't, please don't.
Like, what the hell's going on here? Oh, I have polarized shades on, though.
Oh, that'll work.
Yeah.
Keep staring at the sun. That'll help you find out where all the little smudges and spots on a window was.
You know why pirates wear eye patches, so. Guilty pirate.
Chris is going to have two eye patches after this is over.
Chris, yeah. I got to digress, not digest.
Yes,
my main motivation for calling is I want a K-Drive oven mitt so bad, and it is, I guess it's just such fierce competition that I've even attempted on their show to win one, but there's just no, I've tried to curry favor with the DJs by ingratiating myself with them by, you know, giving them compliments on how great they are in their 70s music. But Chris, I want one bad.
Why do you want an oven
want
mitt?
One bad.
It's a $5 oven mitt.
I don't know. It's just kind of over the years, it kind of, now I want one. There's no rhyme or reason to it, Chris. It's just a morbid fascination.
All right, I'll
and
see.
And then Chris.
Yes.
When you just get a Hugh Hewitt plug for your show.
Right.
To go along with Mark Levin, Prager. I mean, you've got a really eclectic blending. So you need to get a good work on that. And
yes,
then
sir.
Are you getting my emails?
I am. So the one thing about your emails,
did you get the bullet vending machine?
What's interesting, you send me the ones that have the title in the, but they don't have the links sometimes.
Okay, I'll figure it out. See, I use that Brave browser.
Yeah. It sucks.
And they're kind of going woke. Like Spotify, have you heard the ad? You probably aren't like poor like me. I use free Spotify. So I'm at the mercy of their ads, and they got this new ad for transgender where they're just going after everybody, and it's like a little kid doing the ad, and it's and the organization's like NAMBLA, but it's MAMBA or something. I don't know if you've heard yet, but
so
I'm ready to just quit Spotify.
I do have a paid Spotify account. And
okay, so you're lucky.
You know what happened was years ago, and hopefully Spotify is not listening, I'm sure they are. I got the family plan, right? So it's like it was six accounts for like $15.
Uh-huh.
I mean, at that point I'm at $2 and something an account for unlimited streaming. It was a ganga, as they say, so.
And you can watch video, right? Cuz I mainly use it for podcasts and music.
I don't watch stuff. I don't watch stuff on
like,
Spotify, but you know, like, they do. They have
Disney show with the owl with the demon.
No,
that comes with the family plan now, Chris. All that demonic crap is right there for you. I mean, it's just Chris. The times we live in is so trifling. And by the way,
yes.
If Carrie Lake wins, are you going to have her on the show and do a mea culpa, or are you just going to continue to just this feud?
So,
because I want to talk to her, I want to call in via you, and I'm going to ask her if she's going to grow her hair out.
I was going to get you
That's all I want from her. That's the only question.
I was going to get you a
grow your hair out.
I was going to get you a Carrie Lake oven mitt. Is what I was going to get you. So.
I'd take it, but man, K-Drive, I'm telling you, dude, K-Drive is a cool station.
It is very cool.
And they're your sister station. So once I heard that, I'm like, wow, it's like getting like WKRP-ish.
Every morning, I see Matt Gentry right across the green room. He's on the other side of the green room.
He's got a smooth voice, Chris. He's got a really good voice.
And so me, him, and Matt in between breaks always have deep conversations on deep tracks and things like that. It's part of...
So you're all in the same building.
We are. Yep.
Man, it didn't look that big when I picked up tickets for that Christmas...
Oh, it's
we blow our nose into oven mitts and throw them away.
Hey, you guys are packed tight.
Yeah, we got so many oven mitts here. Matt's right. We use them like
use
Kleenex.
I use them to light my cigar and everything.
Chris, don't make me go up to Cass and get some goods and bring them and put them out of your front door, because I'll get some KAFF, my favorite station, by 21 hours of country and 3 hours of Rush.
This is the one in Flag?
What a great... Yeah, KAFF, CAF. I had stickers because my brother lived in Flag when I first moved out here. I was in Flagstaff for like 3 months.
Yeah, they're
Flag.
They're still up on old Highway 66 there.
Yeah, they got the cowhead for their symbol. Dude, that's a great station. I love iconic classic stations around the country. AM radio is where it's at, Chris.
I've heard that.
I'm telling you, buddy. That's why I love you.
All right, my friend.
God bless and Godspeed.
I'll see if I can get a couple of the K-Drive tissue, the ones that Matt uses to blow his nose in, and I'll see if I can clean it off and get you one.
Nah, if you could get me in there to get a selfie with him, that would be awesome.
I cannot guarantee that. All right, my friend, have a good day. He was out already. There he is. Windows XP. So let's do this one, Matt. When we come back, now we'll do the. When we come back, let's play that. I sent you the one with the six voters on the focus panel, but I do want to get to this one. This one is way classic. I want to thank the New York Times for coming to the party amazingly late. Like, literally, Matt and I threw a party at 6 o'clock last night, and they showed up next Tuesday. This is how timely they were in this one. This is by the wonderful Michael Corkery with his own photographer, Mark Abramson. And it's called Metal Thieves Are Stripping America's City. Hold my beer.
Yeah. Welcome to the poker game, guys.
And now here's another one. Now, if I was just an average rube, right?
Ooh, look at this. New news.
Now, there's a line in the little subheadline that if you looked at it, you were not a Tucsonan, you would clutch the pearls and go, oh, goodness gracious, right? Let me read it to you. Across the country, copper and other valuable materials have been stolen from streetlights, statues, and even grave sites.
What? What is this foreign thing you're telling me about?
I've never heard of grave robbing before. Oh, yes, we have. Go on the Wake Up Tucson YouTube page. We have the Explain the Pain best of that Matthew put together with the Tucson Crime Free Coalition. And there's this nice lady who's one of the managers at Holy Hope Cemetery. No, Evergreen. Talking about the grave robbing going on at the cemetery. Grave robbing. What is this, the 1700s? The 6th Street Bridge in Los Angeles is wired to glow with colorful lights celebrating the city's spirit. Oh, boy.
No point.
But the bridge, known as the Ribbon of Light, goes dark at night now. So do stretches of the busy 405. Ooh, 405. Ooh.
Mm.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's just cars. And dozens of street blocks across the city. In St. Paul, Minnesota, a man was recently hit by a car and killed while crossing the street near his home where the street lights had gone out.
Yep.
And in Las Vegas and surrounding communities, more than 970,000 feet of electrical wiring, the equivalent of 184 miles, have gone missing from streetlights over a two-year period.
And into people's arms.
Correct. As a result of a brazen and opportunistic type of crime, thieves have been stripping copper wire out of thousands of streetlights and selling it to scrap metal recyclers for cash. Thank you for finally getting here. In Denver, two men were arrested this winter for removing the bronze artwork from the Martin Luther King Monument. What are we doing? Los Angeles County has had 290 fire hydrants stolen.
What?
It's January.
Say what? Yeah, you never need them. I mean, they're always just sitting there.
At the Lincoln Memorial Cemetery in Carson, California, next to Compton, which is, of course, a beautiful neighborhood, someone stole nameplates off of the mausoleum and commemorative plaques dedicated to boxer Joe Louis. Thieves even stole the metal pipe that's used to water the lawn around the gravestone. The cemetery was founded by African Americans in the early part of the 20th century when they were not welcome at other cemeteries. LA City Council member Kevin DeYenser recently pushed a task force to... De Leon, I got that wrong. A task force... Way saucy. He said that some of the theft involves sophisticated criminal enterprises that recruit people struggling with addiction to doing... Again, we're from Tucson. Welcome to the party, pal!
People struggling from addiction. They're the victims, Chris. Again, getting back to Kevin Dahl, they're the victims here.
I got to get to that Laura Conover line. Maybe this is the right time to get to it real quick. They were asked by... Hold on, I want to give the Jasmine Demir. We'll get to what's-her-face, our French AD before the show's over. She's coming up. Don't you worry. Here's a go. Let's see. Here we go. What's the most effective way of preventing crime and reduce violence in our community? We want to actually make a significant dent in the crime rate. This is Conover. We handed out 18,000 gun locks in our free time. That's working.
Free time? They're understaffed. They got a huge backlog of cases, and they have free time? That is a stunning admission, Mike Jetty. I think that would be an interesting thing for you to comment upon.
We have to focus on reentry. We know that a vast majority of people end up in prisons or coming right back home into our neighborhoods. Either you have to have the attitude of making life hard for them or have the much smarter, humane attitude of wanting to assist them to be as successful and stable as possible. That's her job.
Well, and they're handing out Narcan shots at the county attorney's office.
Correct.
That's it, in their free time.
But again, this is the lady that if you have 10 or less fentanyl pills in your possession, she doesn't want anything to do with your case.
Thank you.
Even though we're spending millions of dollars across the country doing a ad campaign that says just one fentanyl pill kills. So she's good with 10, though. When you have 11, then she's going to work on it. So... All right, let's go visit our great sponsors. We got David Schweiker coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about the Reason Magazine centerfold that came out yesterday of the crushing debt per GDP. So we got that.
Okay.
Coming out of...
No, we're going to be like Wake Up Tucson After Dark today.
Coming out of semi-Wake Up Tucson retirement in about 2 weeks is the great Gary Davidson will be here.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be wonderful.
He wants to talk about, we're going to do a little overview of leased properties in the Pima County world, because he came home from vacation and he was all relaxed. And then he turned on the show Monday and we were talking about that Jelks house.
Yeah.
And it got him fired up a little bit. So Gary Davidson will be here in a couple of weeks talking about that. So. This is another one about her enjoying being a girl, right? No, I'm just kidding. 100 million miracles. You're on Wake Up Tucson. We're playing Bev's Rogers and Hammerstein playlist today. You can send me 18 songs with a theme, a good theme like Bev did, and we can extend the love here of the you guys control the playlist. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10th of the Vice, local news and talk. It's tough to put my headphones on with this oven mitt on. Oh, it's the fire out in Whetstone is what Dr. Neil's saying. There's a fire out by Karchner Caverns.
Yes.
175 acres in the Whetstones.
Yes.
So that's probably what it is. So
it was called the Frontier. It was in the news yesterday. I'll look it up.
These oven mitts that we got now. I feel like I want to do there's so many things. There's a shark thing I can do here, right? I can do Pac-Man. Waka, 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 waka. This is unbelievable. I didn't even know they did this at the drive until the last. So, who knew? All right.
That breeze was all the dials being turned.
Let's see. Hey, Chris, this is Pam. I thought you might want to be aware of this. Siskamani signs are being vandalized and stealing the rebar. It's happening a lot in Marana. I've not seen it in Oro Valley. When those signs are damaged and knock over, it monetarily not only affects the candidate, but it risks the safety of passing drivers. Worse yet, for those who would be responsible for the act, removing, altering, defacing is a Class 2 misdemeanor. I'm asking people to please show respect for the candidate and all candidates as they place their campaign signs as part of their campaigns. I would like to think we're in a civilized world. Decorum would be honored and hard work would be respected. People have nothing better to do with their lives, pretty sad. It's true. It's true. 790-2040. Let's get Tuffy Toro on before we get to the top of the hour. Tuffy, what's shaking, buddy?
Good morning. First off, Sound of Music trivia. Maria, actually, because I'm reading some of the movies that were actually based upon false, fake people. Maria was actually only a nanny to one of the Von Trump's people, children, and she was not very, very nice, according to what I was reading. And then once, since Windows does downtown dash streetcar and free busing updates, my update now for Golf Links, severe traffic accidents thus far, 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much.
They go pretty fast down there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and if you look.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a good day, buddy.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Yes, Matthew?
And if you look, and they're do-gooders, they're people trying to help. But people are, they put up the fence with the cable, but they left enough room for people to pull off of the street and park in the dirt there. So people are going, while people are hauling, you know, down Golf Links, they pull up onto the curb and then pull in to, you know, help the folks, bring them water or food or whatever. You know,
what area is that?
Golf Links, between Swan and, between.
What do we call it? You came up with the name.
100 Acre Woods /
Pio Nuevo.
Tranca Verde. And
Tranca Verde.
And Pio Nuevo. But they just stopped there, like anywhere between even Craycroft, but definitely between Swan and the turnoff for Aviation Highway.
All right, let's get to holidays today. It's All American Pet Photo Day. Now, All American dog is now the new phrase for a mutt. You can't say mutt anymore.
Okay.
That hurts the dog's feelings. So you got to say All American.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not making that up. It's International Essential Oils Day. And if Kent, if Kent doesn't have it at the sausage shop, he could, which should, is the meme that says, my essential oil is bacon grease.
Or Brentwood crude. That would also be an essential oil.
National Blueberry Muffin Day.
Yeah.
Love my blueberry muffins.
West Texas sweet.
National Mojito Day.
There's okay. Thank you.
National Rainier Cherries Day. I just bought 2 pounds at Costco yesterday.
It's like the Mackinac peaches.
They're delicious.
Yeah. They have their season.
National Swimming Pool Day. Some swimming pools are purer than others. Let's just say that
the first co-ed bathroom, as a meme said, before co-ed bathrooms were cool.
I remember when the kids in South Park went to Uncle Pee Pee's water park.
Good Lord!
It's like this Italian stereotype. I'm Uncle Pee Pee. Come to the water park. It's so good. So, all right. We'll end it at that. David Schweikert coming up, and then we're going to play two vids before it's over. We got to do the focus panel with 6 American black voters and who they're voting for. And the people say who they're voting for Trump talk about how the Democrat Party basically has screwed them over the years. Shocking. Shocking. And then Ben Shapiro versus Fang Fang's thrall before it's over. So. It's a big word like delicatessen, thrall. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.